Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Well, this is day two in my time here with the teaching the daily inspiration, and I greet you in Jesus' name. My name is Steve Clark, and what I'm doing this week is a book study of the book of 2 Timothy, and that chapter 1, verse 13, is where we left off yesterday. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And as I mentioned yesterday, there are many imperatives or exhortations that Paul gave to Timothy as Paul was coming to the end of his life and sitting in his prison cell waiting to be executed. And he was writing to Timothy. Paul encouraged him to, as we saw yesterday in verse 6, to stir up the gift of God that was in him. We also saw how he was to be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. And here in verse 13 was to hold fast the form of sound doctrine. So Paul gives many exhortations, many encouraging words to Timothy to have him press on the upward way, and to be a faithful man of God. And we're going to see more of those exhortations or commands that Paul gives to Timothy in today's lesson. And I'm not the Apostle Paul, and you're not my son in the faith or Timothy, but I hope that these God-breathed verses encourage and motivate us, you and I, to press on in our Christian lives. In verse 14, it says, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. And I'll just encourage us here, too. If you have a Bible, turn to 2 Timothy. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. But it says, that good thing. What is that good thing? Well, I believe that was those sound words which Paul was to hold, Timothy was to hold fast to. Those sound words, that's the gospel that was preached to Timothy, the gospel that was preached, that Paul preached and taught in the synagogues and in many different places, and that even in the prison where he was at. In Rome there, he preached the gospel, that good thing, that gospel which was committed unto thee. He tells Timothy to keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. And here's another one of those imperatives or those commands, is to keep. And I don't know if you're highlighting in your Bible, but this is, I've highlighted these, hold fast, keep, stir up, and these different ones that we'll be looking at here. And here's one for him to keep this gospel, those sound words, keep that. And he's not on his own. The Holy Ghost is dwelling in him. And Paul says here, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. The Holy Ghost was in Paul. The Holy Ghost was in Timothy. And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is in each one who is in Christ Jesus, as we talked about yesterday. If we have the Son, we have life. If we don't have the Son of God, we don't have life. And if we have Christ, if we have the Son of God, and we have life, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Praise God. So that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. We're going to just read through verses 15 through 18. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. So here Paul is telling Timothy that those in Asia, many people have turned away from Paul, and the reason why was because of his chains, because he was a prisoner, because if they had association with Paul, they too could be rounded up. And in those days, Nero was killing many Christians, and what better way to find a Christian would be to find have a leader there, and they come to give him food or minister to him in any way. They could be rounded up and put to death. I'm not sure exactly all the reasons why people turned away from Paul, Christians, but people did, and he mentions these two people here. But then he says that the Lord would give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. This was a man who oft came to Paul, and he was not afraid of his chain, or not ashamed of his chains. But when he was in Rome, he diligently sought him out and found him in prison. And I don't know if maybe this man was also bound in prison because of that. I don't know, but he says that the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And I don't know what day that's talking about. It could be talking about the day of his trial, the day when he stands before Nero, or it could be talking about the day when he meets the Lord face to face on that that judgment day. But Paul reminds Timothy that in the last verse there, that how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. So this was somebody who both Timothy and Paul knew very well, and how this Onesiphorus was a faithful man and was ministered to him when he was at Ephesus, and also when he was at Rome. Paul goes on in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And here's another one of those imperatives, this commands, be strong. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So he's encouraging him to be strong. We see that in the Old Testament. We see that in Joshua's life. God told him to be strong and be very courageous. And it's my encouragement to us today, for us to be strong, for us to hold fast, and that we would be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So these things, this gospel that Timothy heard from Paul, Paul is telling Timothy to commit it to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And this is a very important verse, a very good verse. It's a verse that tells us that we shouldn't just be sitting down and not doing anything. We should be teaching others. We should be encouraging others. We should be witnessing to others. We should be pressing on and talking to others, not just letting our light shine, so to speak. That's good too, but also saying things. It says, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. God is able to take faithful men and make them able, to make them, to equip them, and that it's hard for God to take somebody who is unfaithful and make them able. He needs faithful people, faithful in their walk with him. And so Paul tells Timothy to find faithful men who will be able, and God can take someone. If there's somebody with a lot of ability, but he's not faithful, until he becomes faithful, which, you know, God changes the heart, God can make someone faithful too in that sense, but by changing their life. But Paul tells Timothy here to take faithful men, or to look for faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And he says here, he says, or that shows here that there's like four generations. We have the Apostle Paul, we have Timothy, we have these people that Timothy is to go find, these faithful men, that's the third, and then who will then again take that message and give it to others also. So four generations, and this is the way God has designed it, for the gospel to be spread. It's for you and I to be going and teaching and preaching and encouraging others to do the same and encouraging others to go and find faithful men to teach others also. So here we have four generations. It's the progression of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel that is to go out. Verse 3, he says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." So here he uses the example of a soldier. This is a soldier that is in active duty. He is a soldier. He's fighting for his country, and he's telling him to endure hardness like this good soldier who does. A good soldier, a Roman soldier, or an American soldier who is going and fighting in a battle. He's not telling us to fight physical battles like that, but he says just to endure hardness as a good soldier. He uses that as an example. And he goes on and says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And we are to be like a soldier in that we would, we are in a battle. This is not a playground that we're living in. This is a battlefield that we as Christians are living in. We are to see that there is a battle. We have an enemy. We have the devil. We have many people who are against Christianity and against the things of God. And this is a battle that we're facing. And it's not a battle where we take out a sword and we kill somebody, but there is a real battle going on, and we are to fight as a soldier, fight in the spiritual realm, praying and preaching and not being afraid of the enemy, but being out there and being like a soldier and being able to preach the gospel and to teach others. And he tells Timothy, don't be entangled with the affairs of this life. And that's the thing for us too. When we get entangled with the affairs of this life, yes, we all need to have our work that we do, but when we are entangled in that, when that is our focus, when we are living for this farm that we have, or we're living for this job that we have, and our focus is making money, our focus is the American dream, our focus is these other things, we are entangled in those things. And Paul is encouraging Timothy. He says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And God has chosen you and I to be a soldier. Now, are we going to take up our battle and take up the fight that we have to fight the good fight of faith? I hope and pray that you and I both do. So that's my encouragement for us today. I think I'll end with that. We didn't get too far here, but it's some good words here from Paul to Timothy, from the Holy Spirit to us, that we would be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And Lord willing, we'll look at some more of these verses tomorrow.